Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington, your home sold guaranteed realty. Find out how much your home is worth instantly at LaughlinWolfingtonRealty.com.
Augusta, 103.9 Bangor, Maine's news, talk, and information station, VOM.
What is this College of Political Knowledge thing? Well, it's our daily quiz of things you'd know if you're paying attention to the show and a chance to win some fabulous prizes. Hey, James, on line three. Hey, James, thanks for being a part of our show this day. Where do you call home, James?
I'm in Calais, Maine.
Calais, which is beautiful, especially this time of year. Hey, good to hear your voice, James. Here's the deal. Crazy on You, tribute band to Heart, playing at Junction Music Park in Brownville this Saturday evening. Plenty of time to get there. And this includes campsite and a full use of the park amenities. And James, I also got for you one of these Lovey Guys Keep It Going bumper stickers. But just going to ask you four questions here of varying degrees. You get all four, James, and I'm going to call you Dr. James for the rest of the day. Here's your associate's degree. Question, James. How many Democrat and unenrolled state lawmakers signed on to that letter to the Department of Homeland Security expressing horror over the Biddeford shooting? And here are your choices. Is it 28, 42, or 82? James?
Wow. I'm going out on a limb today. 82.
Absolutely correct, James. They went big. It's a by-the-numbers edition of the College of Political Knowledge for your bachelor's degree. This one's kind of tough, but I'll help you through. How many confirmed previous OUI convictions did motorist Carl Hartley of Mattawamkeag rack up even before the Loon Fest crash and then the crash on the following Saturday? How many previous OUIs? 3, 5, or 42? James?
How about 5?
James, you're way there in Calais. Let me repeat the numbers for you, just in case the phone broke up. Okay, is it A, 3, B, 5, or C, 42?
3.
3, yes. It's kind of a trick question because now he's had two previous. If he gets fully convicted of the next two, then it'll be up to 5. All right, here you go. For your master's degree, all this college education and none of the debt, James. Good for you. For your master's degree today, how many times did Anthony Fauci take the Fifth Amendment during the Senate committee hearing yesterday? Here are your choices. A, 11, B, 42, or C, 111. James?
Respectfully, 111.
Respectfully. I see what you did there. That was good. Hey, last question. For your doctoral degree, this is how you score you. This is Dr. James right here. Love You Guys Keep It Going bumper sticker and the two tickets for Crazy on You. And by the way, for whatever, hang on. I'm going to text you back to get all of the information to get your prizes to you, okay? Dr. James, hang on. For your doctoral degree, okay? How many times since it went into effect has Maine now used an official red flag firearms confiscation? David Trahan disclosed the number to us. Was it A, 3, B, 5, or C, 42?
Boys, I'm going to go 42.
No. 42, well, it is the answer to everything. Nope. It's actually a whole lot lower than that. James, so again, you're right there in Calais, you know, in the Calais Palace there. Hang on a second. Is it A, 3, B, 5, or C, 42? James?
Wow. How about 5?
5 is absolutely correct. There you go. It was, a trick question because last time we talked with David, it was 3. And now it's up to 5. The law that they said we so desperately needed. Look, James, here's Dr. James. I'm going to text you back to you to get the information that we need because you get to go to the show at Junction Music Park. They got a pretty nice venue up there in Brownville. It's a pretty great acts to come in their way. And plus, I'm going to get to you in the mail. You'll love You Guys Keep It Going bumper sticker. Dr. James, thanks for being part of our show today.
Thank you so much.
All right. tomorrow on Maine's Morning News, want to take a moment and reconnect with, because there's so much talk about the addition, the new tariffs, the 50% tariff with Canadians. And we even saw conflicting headlines this week about how horrific they are. After seeing those, I reached out to our friend, Professor Jason Harkin, with the University of Maine School of Business, the Maine School of Business. He said not only would he talk with us about it, he said he'd come into Spacious Studio 7A for the insight on the economy and how it affects you tomorrow on Maine's Morning News.
Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington, your home sold guaranteed realty. Find out how much your home is worth instantly at laughlinwolfingtonrealty.com.